שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר תלמוד.
We are studying in Test, הסתכלות פנימית, Chapter 5. You can ask questions on Cop TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So the study of the 10 Sefirot, הסתכלות פנימית, Chapter 5. The thought of creation compels every item in reality to stem from one another until the end of correction. 22. Now we have acquired all the above, we will understand a little bit about the meaning of his uniqueness. His thoughts are not our thoughts, and all the multiplicity of forms that we perceive in this reality is united in him with a single thought, being the thought of creation to delight his creatures. This singular thought encompasses the entire reality with perfect unity through the end of correction. For this is really the entire purpose of creation and the operator. Like the force that operates in the operated, that which is but a thought in him is a compelling force in the creatures. Because he thought about delighting us, it necessarily occurred in us that we receive his good abundance. It is the operation. This means that after this law of the will to receive pleasure has been imprinted in us, we define ourselves by the name operation. It is so because through this disparity of form, we stop being a creator and become a creature, stop being the operator and become the operation. It is the labor and the work. This means that because of the force that operates in the operated, the desire to receive increases in us as the worlds hang down until we become a separated body in this world. We become opposite to the life of lives, which does not bestow outside himself whatsoever, and brings death to the bodies and every kind of torment and labor to the soul. This is the meaning of the work of the Creator in Torah and Mitzvot. Through the illumination of the line in the restricted place, extend the holy names, the Torah and the Mitzvot. By working in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow contentment to the Maker, our vessels of reception slowly turn to vessels of bestowal. This is the sought-after reward. This means that the more corrupted our vessels of reception are, the more impossible it becomes for us to open our mouth to receive his abundance. This is due to the fear of the disparity of form. One who eats that which is none one's own is afraid to look upon its own face. This was the reason for Tzimtzum Aleph. But when we correct our vessels of reception to be in order of bestow, we thus equalize our vessels with their Maker and become fit to receive his infinite abundance. You see that all these opposite forms in creation before us, namely the form of operator and operated, and the form of corruptions and corrections, and the form of the labor and its reward, all are included in his singular thought. In simple words, it is to delight his creatures. Precisely that, no more and no less. The entire multiplicity of concepts is also included in that thought, both the concepts of our Torah and those of secular teachings. all the creations, worlds, and various conducts in each and every one stem from this singular thought, as I will explain further in the appropriate place.
Meaning, we have no more than upper one and lower one, and the lower one, through with the help of the influence of the upper one on him, he can arrange himself in such a way where he can receive an addition from the upper one, and then the upper one can give him this addition. This work is called work in Tohan Mitzvot, where we correct our vessels of reception, perception, by the reforming light called Torah, and what we correct those vessels called Mitzvot, commandments, and what appears inside of those commandments is called the Creator. In Israel, the light and the Creator are one, where we are mutually connected to the Creator. So what is he saying? The thought of creation compels every item in reality to stem from one another until the end of correction. This is the entire process. Everything is predetermined. We can accelerate our development, but the development has to take place. With respect to us, whenever we can accelerate time, we are in a good feeling, and when we disagree with it and we do not hasten time, we're doing this work by coercion. Let's read more.
23. Malchut Ein Sof means that Malchut does not put up any Sof there. 23. We may now see the meaning of Tzimtzum in the Zohar regarding Malchut Ein Sof, for which the doors trembled from the cries of the doubtful. They ask, can we recognize a Malchut Ein Sof? That would mean that there are upper nine sefirot there too. From our words, it becomes very clear that the will to receive that is contained in the Ein Sof by necessity is called Malchut Ein Sof. However, Malchut did not place a gvul, a limit, and an end on that Ein Sof, because the disparity of form due to the will to receive and not become apparent in her yet. That's why it is called Ein Sof, because Malchut does not put a stop there, but only from the Tzimtzum downward. Only then does the force of Malchut put a Sof in every Sfira and Partzuf.
Questions? None. Read it again.
22. Now that we have acquired all the above, we will understand a little bit about the meaning of his uniqueness. His thoughts are not our thoughts. In all the multiplicity of forms that we perceive in this reality, is united in him with a single thought, being the thought of creation to delight his creatures. This singular thought encompasses the entire reality with perfect unity through the end of correction. For this is really the entire purpose of creation and the operator. Like the force that operates in the operated, that which is but a thought in him is a compelling force in the creatures. Because he thought about delighting us, it necessarily occurred in us that we receive his good abundance. This is the operation. This means that after this law of the will to receive pleasure has been imprinted in us, we define ourselves by the name operation. It is so because through this disparity of form, we stop being a creator and become a creature, stop being the operator and become the operation. This is the labor and the work. This means that because of the force that operates in the operated, the desire to receive increases in us, and the worlds hang down until we become a separated goof in this world. We become opposite to the life of lives, who does not bestow outside himself whatsoever, and brings death to the bodies and every kind of torment and labor to the neshama. This is the meaning of the work of the Creator in Torah and Mitzvot. Through the illumination of the line in the restricted place, extend the holy names, the Torah and the Mitzvot. By working in Torah and Mitzvot in order to bestow contentment to the Maker, our vessels of reception slowly turn to vessels of bestowal. This is the sought-after reward. This means that the more corrupted our vessels of reception are, the more impossible it becomes for us to open our mouth to receive His abundance. This is so due to the fear of the disparity of form. For one who eats, that which is not one's own is afraid to look upon one's face. This was the reason for the Tzimtzum Aleph. But when we correct our vessels of reception to be in order to bestow, we thus equalize our kelim with the Maker and become fit to receive His infinite abundance. You see that all these opposite forms in the creation before us, namely the form of the operator and operated, and the form of the corruptions and corrections, and the form of labor and its reward, are all included in His singular thought. In simple words, it is to delight His creatures, precisely that, no more and no less. The entire multiplicity of the concepts is also included in that thought, both the concepts of our Torah and those of secular teachings, all the creations, worlds, and various conducts in each and every one stem from this singular thought, as I will explain further in the appropriate place.
עוד כף ג'
next
23 מלכות דאין סוף means מלכות does not put any סוף there. We may now see the meaning of the תיקונים in the Zohar regarding מלכות דאין סוף, for which the doors trembled from the cries of the doubtful. They ask, can we recognize a מלכות in אין סוף? That would mean that there are upper nine ספירות there too. From our words, it becomes very clear that the will to receive that is contained in Or Ein Sof by necessity is called Malchut de Ein Sof. However, Malchut did not place a limit, a gvul, and an end on that light of Ein Sof because of the disparity of form due to the will to receive and not been apparent in her yet. That is why it is called Ein Sof, because Malchut does not put a stop there, but only from the Tzimtzum downward. Only then does the force of Malchut put a Sof in every Sfira and Partzuf.
What does it mean that the line of Ein Sof shines into Malchut and builds in her the holy names? Workshop. Please.
מה
We're continuing to chapter 6. It is impossible for the will to receive to appear in any essence except in the four Bchinot, which are the four Otiot Havaya. 24. Let us elaborate a little on this issue so as to fully understand the Sof that occurred in Malchut. First, we shall explain what Kabbalists have determined and what the Tikkunim of the Zohar present to us. There is no all great or small in the upper Olamot or in the lower ones that is not arranged in the order of the four letters named Havaya. This goes hand in hand with the law that is brought in the Tree of Life, that there isn't an O in the Olamot that is not clothed in a Kli. I've already explained the difference between his Atzmut and the O that expands from him. That happens only due to the will to enjoy that is contained in his expanding O, being Shinui Tzura from his Atzmut, who does not have that desire. The expanding light is defined by the name Ne'etzal, because this disparity of form stops the light from being the Ma'atzil, the emanator, and makes it the emanated. It is also explained that the will to enjoy is contained in his light, is also the measure of the gadlut of the light. This is called place of the light, meaning it receives the abundance according to its measure of will to receive and yearning, no more and no less. It also explains that this will to receive is the entire renewing that was renewed in the creation of the Olamot by the making of existence from absence. This form alone is not at all incorporated in his Atzmut, and the Creator has only now created it for the purpose of creation. This is the meaning and creates darkness, because this form is the root for the darkness due to the disparity of form in it. For that reason, it is darker than the light that expands within her and because of her. Now you see that any light that expands from an instantly consists of two features. The first feature is the atzmut of the light that expands before the form of the will to enjoy appears. The second feature comes after the tzua of the will to enjoy appears, at which time it becomes more coarse and somewhat darker because of the acquisition of a disparity of form. Thus, the first feature is the light, and the second is the vessel. For that reason, any expanding light consists of four prinot in the impression of the kli. That is, because the form of the will to receive, called kli, to the O, the light, expands in it, it is not completed all at once, but the way of the operator and operated. There are two discernments in the operator and two discernments in the operated, called potential force and actual force in the operator, and potential force and actual force in the operated, which make up four prinot.
Questions? I don't want to ask you because you're going to Egypt, they say. Yes, Vlad.
He's saying that this is all included in his only thought and in the purpose of creation to give joy to his creatures. So in this,
to do good to his creatures.
Yeah, and this thought is in the created being.
That's what operates inside the matter, the will to receive. And it develops it until this matter reaches the same state as the Creator, because there's no better state.
So it was divided into thoughts and...
Yes, in order to ultimately bring it to the purpose.
So what is in her that it becomes the...
The light, the Creator Himself, influences the will to receive that was created, opposite of Him. And from these two parts, two opposite parts, we get all of evolution of the development.
And then he says that by studying the wisdom, everything becomes that thought again.
When we yearn to return to that form as the Creator decided initially, then we draw the holy names, the light from above, and they build in us this final ultimate form.
What does the created being, how does everything return into one? How does it connect?
Because the nature of the light, nature of the Creator is one. Therefore, when it influences, it brings the created being each time to that form until the created being yearns to be like the Creator by himself.
So the created being to be like the Creator?
No. The desire of the created being is the desire to receive pleasure. But the light develops it slowly through different states until it wants to become like the Creator.
What do you mean to be as the Creator? What's the created being that wants to be like the Creator?
Opposite of himself. Where the created being wants to be opposite of himself. And then he includes the two opposite forms, and between those two opposite forms, because he's building the right line and the left line, he determines, he establishes his reality. And then he can rise like the Creator, because he knows the opposite thing and the original thing.
That he wants to give joy to the Creator like the Creator is giving joy to the creature. That's the desire to be like him?
Well, let's say.
And that obligates the Creator to connect everything again?
No. That's enough. Only confusing.
He writes in 23 that in Malchut Avein Sof, the disparity of form wasn't apparent in her yet.
Yes.
So what causes that Tzimtzum?
It's not Malchut Avein Sof. This is already the restricted Malchut.
It's another action of the Creator?
Malchut Avein Sof that receives the light of Avein Sof without limitation. Then there's no disparity of form in her.
So why is there a Tzimtzum?
The restriction is not Malchut Avein Sof, but Malchut of the world of Tzimtzum, world of restriction. The Malchut that restricts itself. It's the next state following it.
What causes Malchut Avein Sof to become the Olam Tzimtzum?
When it begins to feel the disparity between herself and the Creator.
Where does that happen? If there's no disparity of form, why suddenly does it?
And this disparity of forms appears from the upper light that develops the Malchut. Malchut begins to discover that it's opposite the upper light.
Like we say in the end, Bchina Aleph at its end.
Yeah, yes, the same process.
Something completely different. He says that there's two discernments in the operator. What are two discernments in that operator?
Keter influences Malchut. Keter influences, I'm sorry, Chochmah, Chochmah to Bina, Bina to Zerampin, Zerampin to Malchut. Yeah? You have these two Nukvas, which are Bina and Malchut, and two males, who are Chochmah and Zerampin. And that's why he divides it. Yud K, Vav K. You have two K's, two letter He. That comes from the Creator and comes from the created being. More?
Yes.
There's no such thing as Keter of Ein Sof, or Yesod of Ein Sof, or Bina of Ein Sof, right? There's only Malchut of Ein Sof.
I can't say. In a sense, it sounds like there's everything there, but it's not scrutinized with respect to the lower ones. But everything there is exists in itself, and then it is revealed towards the lower ones.
Rachamim,
beware. If you start to bless me instead of asking questions, you will never get a permission to ask. You forgot, or I'm sorry. It's my fault, but more questions? Good, so we'll sing a song and we'll go to the Pesach booklet.
Going to the next part, and we'll sing a song together.
פותח את ליבי, נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי, ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה. היא ממלאת את החלל, אני מחויב לי דאגה. היא ממלאת את החלל, אני מחויב לי דאגה. עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה, מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה. וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה, שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה. אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה. לילה 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 שמסתתר ממני, ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי. בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה, ובחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה. ובחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה. עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה, מתוך שברון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה. וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה, שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה. אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה. אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה. אהבת החברים